This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Parts of the restaurant industry are hitting challenging times with closures and lousy traffic, especially in casual dining. Overall traffic down 2.5% in January, according to restaurant analysis firm TDN2K. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at why so many restaurants are struggling.
The restaurant industry's problems begin with growing costs. Bonnie Riggs is an analyst at the NPD Group.
Restaurant operators have been really challenged with increased labor costs, increased medical insurance, and their margins have been really squeezed.
In response, restaurants have raised prices. The thing is,
convenience, while it's important, kind of flies out the window when price becomes an obstacle.
At the same time, supermarket prices are down. David Donnan is a partner with A.T. Kearney.
I think people now are probably having dinner more at home because they can buy their groceries inexpensively and get some of the prepared foods from their grocery store and take it home for dinner.
Casual dining chains like Applebee's and Chili's have been trying to lure customers with wood-fired grills and craft beer. Riggs says to build business, restaurants need to offer an experience, a deal, great service, something diners can't get at home. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.